Here we go. You're listening to Law and Gospel on this Thursday, August the 1st. I'm Pastor Tom Baker, and with me is Pastor Rush Limbaugh. Is that correct?
Rush Limbaugh. I've been called a lot of things, but never Rush Limbaugh.
Well, that was a great, great radio personality.
Yeah.
What's your real name?
Wes Reimnitz.
Right. How are you doing today?
Pretty good. You know what today is?
I just said Thursday, August 1st.
5 months before Christmas.
No. Christmas isn't on the 1st.
But by the time you count August and December to December 25th, you got about 5 months.
Oh. Well, a lot of people are looking 4 months for the election. We'll see what happens.
96 days.
Okay. Recently, Time Magazine did a cover story. What was the title?
Heaven and the Afterlife, What Awaits Us.
Yes. This article revealed that a 2021 poll from the Pew Research Center said what?
Well, that 3/4 of the U.S. adults believed in heaven.
Do you think that's correct?
Well, it depends on what kind of heaven you're talking about. I mean, you got many other types of religion out there that looks at afterlife. And with the heaven we're talking about, it's, of course, out of the Bible.
Why is it important that the Bible is an authoritative source?
Well, to look, you got me on that one.
Well, it says we have the Bible. Fact of the matter is, you would not even use the word what?
Heaven.
If
it were not for the Bible.
Yes. So, heaven is a biblical word. That's why it's authoritative. Now, what is heaven?
It's the place where God dwells.
God dwells. And one day it will be what?
Well, it will be ours, our home, if we have, faith in Jesus Christ.
Yes, there's a very important verse from John 17, where we have the amazing privilege of listening into a conversation between Jesus Christ and his Father. Speaking of his disciples, what does he say?
He says, Father, I want those that you gave me to be with me right where I am so that they can see my glory, the splendor that you gave, having loved me long before there was ever a world.
What does that mean, having loved me long before there was ever a world?
Means God existed before the world was created. And in essence, he brought the world into creation in a matter of time and the 6 days of creation that we look at in terms of our world.
And Jesus says, I want those you gave me to be with me so they can see my glory. what glory is he talking about?
Well, he wants us to be with him in heaven.
Yes. In other words, his glory occurred because of his crucifixion and resurrection. So sometimes we ask what question?
What is heaven like? What will it be like to be in heaven?
How do a lot of people characterize heaven?
Well, sometimes a lot of strange cartoony characters of versions of heaven. We had those series of books out there where people supposedly went to heaven, spent a few days, and came back from an illness that they had.
What do the cartoons show?
Well, character versions of people sitting in bathrobes with closely white crowds, plucking harps. There's a fat little baby angel hovering over us with tiny wings.
Now that's fine for cartoons, but does it have anything to do with the real biblical version of the afterlife?
Well, it has nothing to do with it. No.
Yes. So maybe instead of asking, what is heaven like, what should we be asking?
What is earth like? And what is earth like at its best?
Yes. There's a friend who told us about an elderly Christian grandmother from Nebraska seeing the Pacific Ocean for the first time. What did she see?
Well, she stood on a cliff gazing out to sea, trying to take it all in, and watching seagulls rise the air currents without even flapping their wings.
And so how did she respond to that?
Well, she said, someday I will fly just like that.
I used to believe that when I was a kid, that when we go to heaven, we almost become like angels with wings flying around. But is there any evidence of that in the Bible?
No. The wings are on angels, not on, we're a distinct human being.
Yes. And so when you look at creation, what do you think of the most amazing sunset?
Well, I think about thundering waterfalls, the most amazing field of wildflowers, amazing homes that he'll have for us to live in.
Think about the most mind-blowing architecture you have ever laid your eyes on. The most incredible city have you ever visited? Or we can ask people to go back in their life for a moment and remember golden moments. Some of the best and most beautiful times you have had with family and friends. What are these?
Well, as the writer says, they're tiny keyhole glimpses of heaven, because heaven is not an imitation of earth. Earth is an imitation of heaven.
Yes. In the book of Hebrews, the author speaks of earthly things as a shadow, and heaven as what?
Well, as reality. very, very best that you've ever experienced on Earth, or ever will experience, will be by far better in heaven.
Yes. And so when God created man, he put a what in our heart?
Well, an ache in your heart for a place that you've never been.
C.S. Lewis, what did he write about that?
The fact that our heart yearns for something Earth cannot supply is proof that heaven must be our home.
Now that's kind of interesting. In the classic Chronicles of Narnia series, what does Lewis imagine?
The words of someone seeing heaven for the first time. He says, "I come home at last. This is my real country. I belong here. This is the land that I have been looking for all my life, though I never knew it."
That kind of reminds us of Israel going through the wilderness. What were they looking forward to?
The promised land. The land God had promised them of milk and honey and food and good ground to raise crops.
Right. In fact, when they got to Cana, the manna stopped coming down from the sky because they had sufficient food and whatever they needed in Canaan. So this is something that we need to keep in mind when we do a sermon, that a lot of people are imagining a country that they're not in yet, and they would hope that heaven will be their home. And they say, "This is the land I've been looking for all my life, though I never knew it." Heaven is a real place for what?
Well, it's a real place for real people to do real things. You know, Jesus said in John 14, "There are many rooms up there where my Father lives, and I'm going to prepare them for your coming."
And what did he do right after he said that? What event took place?
Well, he gets arrested and he goes the way of the cross.
Then he's resurrected, and then what happens?
Well, yeah, I'm having a brain freeze here.
Well, the Apostle Paul says he had the unique experience of what?
Well, dying. And whether he went to heaven and returned, he didn't write a book about it, or he didn't record a podcast. He didn't have cable news interviews. In fact, he didn't tell us much about it. Many scholars believe that this took place outside of Lystra, where Paul had been stoned by a mob and left for dead.
Yes. So Paul wrote about heaven in his letter to the Corinthians. And what did he say?
Well, he was seized by Christ and swept into ecstasy to the heights of heaven. I really don't know if this took place in the body or out of the body. God only knows.
So it's kind of like a vision. And he went on to say that he was hijacked into paradise and heard what?
The unspeakable spoken, but was forbidden to talk about.
But was what?
He was forbidden from talking about it.
Yes, because the unspeakable that is spoken in heaven is something that we on earth, prior to our resurrection, would not understand.
Mm-hmm.
So Paul doesn't provide much information. He doesn't post pictures on Instagram. But what did he give us?
Well, he gives us a hint. You know, having been there briefly, he spent the rest of his life wanting to go back. He said it well in Philippians chapter 1. I long to go and be with Christ, which is far better for me.
How is it far better to be with Christ? Because where was he when he said that?
He was in prison at that time, wasn't he?
Yes. And so he tells his believers, in effect, what?
Well, yes, I like hanging out with you guys and talking about the Lord. But I'd rather be with the Lord, the sooner the better. Didn't he also say to live as Christ and to die as gain?
Yes. In other words, he knows he wants to visit heaven. And he tries to talk to someone who's been there. He says, if I'm planning to visit a city, if we would say like New York or Chicago, what do we try to find?
Well, we try to find someone who's been there recently and lived there. We would ask about the places to stay, the places to see, and most important, the best place to eat.
Yes. Have you ever been out of the United States?
Well, for about a half hour.
Oh, where was that?
Went on a cruise many years ago from British Canada, Vancouver, all the way up to Alaska. So
yes.
I meant going in and out of the States into Canada.
And were you always looking forward to what you could eat?
Oh, yeah. In the evening, we would have a round table where we sat with either friends or new friends that we made on the trip, and the food was delicious and the company was great.
Yeah, Louise and I with my mom and Sunday school teachers went on a trip into the Caribbean. And what I really loved was pizza was available 24 hours a day.
Pizza.
And the other thing that was available was hot chocolate. You could go and get it anytime at no cost. It was part of what you paid for.
Yeah,
that was about what?
I had steak, seafood, and baked Alaska.
Yeah, my mother ordered an extra lobster.
Yeah.
That we had. That's what heaven is going to be like. Now, who's the other person who's a reliable source on the afterlife besides Paul?
Well, the only person who is a reliable source of the afterlife is the one who's been there and returned, who was dead and buried for 3 days and rose and came back and told us to what he saw on the other side, and that was Jesus Christ.
What does he say in John 6, verse 38?
I have come down from heaven to do the will of God. In other words, he came down from heaven, but he didn't just come to earth to tell us about heaven. He came down to open a door to heaven so that we can actually live there after we pass from this earth.
What does he say in John chapter 10?
I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture.
That's the section in the Bible where Jesus talks about himself as being the good shepherd. Why is he a good shepherd?
Well, because of the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. If you are a Christian, you have life after death in heaven. He knows his sheep and his sheep know him.
Very good. That we are his sheep and we need a shepherd to take us by green pastures and still waters. Why is that necessary?
Well, to emphasize that for us as believers, this is where we're going.
Yes. Is heaven the default destination of every person?
No. It's only a destination for those who put their faith and trust in Jesus and in the gospel promises.
And how does that faith come about? Where do you get it?
Well, in Romans 10, we read faith comes from hearing and hearing the word of God. So some come to faith by hearing the word of God. Others get it through baptism, which is where the Holy Spirit enters into their heart and creates faith.
So only a Christian goes straight to heaven. What does the apostle say about that?
Well, he said to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Our body goes into the ground, but our spirit goes right into the presence of God.
Yes. Here on earth, what happens when you close your eyes for the last time?
Well, you close your eyes on earth and then point them in heaven. You know, it reminds me of a member who was passing, and I missed it by about 10 minutes. And the wife said, she said, he got up, he looked at the wall. She said, I knew he must have been getting ready to go to heaven. His eyes opened up and he pointed.
Yes. What does 1 Corinthians 15:21 say?
Well, since by man came death, by man also came the resurrection from the dead. For as in Adam all die, so in Christ all will be made alive. You know, so Jesus overcame death at the cross for all of us.
So according to Hebrews 9:27, what does the Bible say?
Well, each person is destined to die once. It also goes on to say, and then comes the judgment.
Yes. And who will judge us?
It'll be Jesus.
Very good. Jesus.
Right. You still there?
Yeah, I thought you were still talking.
No.
What does 1 Thessalonians 4:17 say?
Well, those who will be caught up in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, then we will be with the Lord forever.
Now, we have placed our trust in the Lord by the power of whom?
Well, in the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation. We belong to Him.
But who gives us that power to believe?
The Holy Spirit.
Yes. And at what sacrament did we receive that?
Well, baptism.
Yes. So at any time, we can be less than an eye blink from what?
Well, from our forever home, you know, to be with heaven.
Can you have confidence that you will see your loved ones in Christ again?
Well, yeah. Yeah. I have a brother that passed on when I was about 1-2 years old. And I know that I'll see him in heaven because he was baptized.
So that's what heaven is really about when we talk about this topic. Thanks very much for helping me with what will heaven be like. It's not a cartoon. It's a reality that we're going to because Jesus died on the cross for our sins. More on the distinctions between law and gospel on tomorrow's broadcast. Until then, God bless you.
Listen to Law and Gospel each weekday morning at 9:30 on KFUO. For a tax-deductible gift to Law and Gospel, please make your check out to Law and Gospel and mail to Law and Gospel, P.O. Box 28910, St. Louis, Missouri 63132, or call toll-free 1-877-267-1962.
Views and opinions expressed on Worldwide KFUO may not represent the official position of the management or ownership of KFUO, the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. If you'd like to comment on programs or topics heard on Worldwide KFUO, write us at KFUO, 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can also leave a question or comment on our comment line at 314-996-1542. We are the messenger of good news, Worldwide KFUO.